are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I am your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in on this Wednesday. I got something to go over that I brought up in yesterday's open and then never mentioned again. We're going to talk about reader emails. Toxic Bachelor Nation was at it the other day against Daisy. Now they were at it yesterday after Rachel. And again, I just throw my hands up. I have no idea what is wrong with some people. And then we're also going to talk about the fact that the Women Tell All tapes today. I'll kind of go over that a little bit. And then I'm going to spend probably the last half of the podcast on Vanderpump Rules. Last night's episode, I thought was a really good one, actually, and I'll explain why. And I did not watch Deal or No Deal Island yesterday on Monday. Did not get around to watching it yesterday, but hopefully in the next couple days, and I'll give you my thoughts. But we got a lot to talk about, so we'll get to all that momentarily.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, let's talk about this real quick. I mentioned it in yesterday's open, and then I didn't even play the soundbite from it. Totally forgot. So it looks like maybe we have a new, I have a new spoiler competition in the world. In Jason Tardik, is he now Reality Jason? Because did you hear his Monday podcast? I don't know if it was at the beginning or at the end, but I heard the clip because at least 15 of you sent it to me of Jason Tardik at some point during his Monday podcast, kind of updated us on who was coming on, who was going to be an upcoming guest on Jason's podcast, Trading Secrets, which is an excellent podcast, by the way. He said that we're going to get Jess from Love is Blind, a very good get, although we did hear her on Nick's podcast already. We've got Colton Underwood coming on Jason's podcast, a guy, you know, if you don't remember, you know, you kind of these seasons run together a little bit. Remember, Jason was third on Becca's season and Colton was fourth. Like, it's not just he's interviewing a guy from the Bachelor franchise. This is a guy he spent a whole season with for the most part. And then he just happened to throw in at the end, we're going to have on from The Bachelor, Joey and Kelsey. Oops. Look, I don't think Jason said it on purpose. I really don't. I just think he knew the spoiler and just wasn't thinking. The thing that surprised me out of it was the fact that nobody caught it in terms of his production team. I'm surprised that got out there because I honestly don't think that Jason said that and said and knew he said it and said, leave it in. I want to spoil the show too. Like, I don't think Jason is that at all. Jason knows Joey. He knew him before he was ever on Charity Season. They are friends. So I'm guessing Jason's known for a while that Joey's been with Kelsey. However, and we have seen them hang out on social media, he knew. But when he said that on his podcast the other day, I don't think it was intentional. I don't think he was trying to spoil the show. I mean, hell, he's still in good graces with a lot of people from the show. He gets guests from the show right away. So I honestly do not think he did that on purpose. He did not do that to gain any sort of clout. He did not do that to ruin anybody. I think he just said it because he's known for a while and it just slipped. I'm just surprised that a production person, whoever edits his podcast, didn't catch it and take it out. That's my thoughts on it. I really, you know, I'm giving Jason the benefit of the doubt here. I just don't see what he gains by saying that. I think it just slipped. You know, it's something he's known for months and he probably just said it and never thought twice about it. And I don't think it was because, oh, well, the spoiler's already out there. Reality Steve changed it to Kelsey. Everybody knows that Joey is with Kelsey. I'll just leave it. No, I don't buy that. I'd be curious. I don't know if he'll address it once the season is over and say, yeah, about 4 weeks ago, I screwed up and accidentally teased that they were coming on the podcast. But I'd be curious to see if he ever touches on this. But he won't touch on it during the season because he can't say anything now. Because if he addresses it, is he going to say, oh, I gave out the spoiler? No. And he's not going to say, oops, I said the wrong guest. Because that's a lie. So I just think he'll leave it alone, let everybody else talk about it, like myself and numerous other places that brought it up and caught it, and just leave it at that. I think that's what he's going to do. I just don't think there's any way he can address it. So usually on Wednesdays, in a couple hours, I'm going to release today's column, which is reader emails. This week, I've kind of been running around with my head chopped off, stuff behind the scenes, stuff that I'm dealing with. So I don't have a guest for tomorrow. I'm probably not going to find one today. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do reader emails tomorrow in the podcast as well. You know, I do this once every, 6 months? I can't remember the last time I did a reader email podcast, probably within 6 or 9 months. But we're going to do it again tomorrow. So message me on Instagram, message me on Twitter, email me at steve@realitysteve.com, and I will verbally answer your emails in tomorrow's Thursday podcast. So don't have an interview tomorrow, although I might play a clip from my sports podcast because I am going to be talking Bachelor with two people that I'm interviewing tomorrow, or I'm interviewing actually them today. It's going to run on tomorrow's Sports Daily, but I'll cut out the part where we talk Bachelor. So if you're interested, definitely get something in. I might even save some that were set to be in today's column. So if you sent me an email in the last week and you don't see it in today's column, it's very possible I'll just save it for the reader email weekly podcast, which is, 381 tomorrow, I believe? 381? Yeah. So just know that. Get it in to me, and I will try and read it. I will try and read it on the podcast tomorrow. Yesterday, got into it again with, you know, fans that are really coming hard after Daisy. And, you know, I can say it till I'm blue in the face. It's one of these things where I don't care if you like Maria, if you want Maria to be the Bachelorette over Daisy. That's fine. It's just the reasoning that people are giving is the one that's driving me nuts. Like, saying that we know nothing about her. And, yeah, you know what about Maria other than that she was on the pacifier when she was a kid? Like, I know nothing about what Maria's goals and aspirations are. I know nothing about Rachel other than she was a nurse. I know nothing about Kelsey other than, I don't even know what Kelsey does. But I do know that her mom died. And yes, I do know that Daisy has a cochlear implant. My point being is that you can like Maria over Daisy as the Bachelorette. There's nothing wrong with that. Plenty of people do. And she might be the Bachelorette. And if she is, great. I'll cover it the same way I cover Daisy's season. My point is the hatred that comes behind why people are saying they don't want Daisy as the Bachelorette seems to be rooted in just hatred. There's no other way around it. You know, just screaming that all she talks about is her cochlear implant. It's just like, and? Like, it's part of her everyday life. You, with full hearing, kind of funny to call out somebody about what they should talk about. And considering it affects her everyday life. You know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And then the whole thing about, well, we barely know anything about her. I'd say you barely know anything about the final four women, to be honest with you. Outside of a tragic story that three of the four of them had. And then What do we know about Maria's future, what she wants to do with anything, what her job is? I mean, I think if you ask 98% of the people, the casual viewer of the show, what's Maria's job? I don't think any of them will be able to answer. I followed the show ever since September when the women were announced, and I don't know the answer to what Maria does. You know why? Because she didn't talk about it. So how are we supposed to know somebody and what they do and what they're interested in if they never talk about it? Rachel didn't talk much about anything other than being a nurse, close to her family. You know, I'm just saying, it's really weird. But then Rachel, now yesterday, Rachel gets raked over the coals by Toxic Bachelor Nation. Why? Well, one, Joey picked Rachel over Maria, which seems to be a stupid reason to attack somebody. And two, for what she said to Maria at the airport hangar at the rose ceremony. When she came back after talking to Joey, she asked her, what was that about? And Maria's answer was, I don't know. And all Rachel said was, you don't know what you just said to him? And then she said, oh, I'll tell you at a later time. It's like, so the amount of hatred that Rachel got for that comment, like, again, everyone's got their fans, everyone's got their stands, but don't tell me that there isn't a select few people out there that threw a microaggression toward Rachel that was completely uncalled for. Because I don't think it's wrong whatsoever to ask Maria after she pulls him aside at a rose ceremony. Last rose ceremony, he pulled her aside, so now she pulls him aside. I don't think there's anything wrong for Rachel asking, what was that about? Like, you have a problem with that, people? Go look at what Rachel got under her post yesterday. Go look at some of the comments that people made on Bachelor ABC's Instagram post. It's, again, it's flat out embarrassing. It's coming from a place of just pure hatred. And I don't know why, because what did Rachel do all season that would justify someone saying some of the comments that they said about her yesterday? Because she did nothing all season to ever upset anybody watching the show. She says one thing on Monday night, which was, what'd you say to him? And now she's getting hatred? This fan base, I tell you, it absolutely sucks. And, you know, and I'll say this every season, and I'll say this before the next batch of guys, you know, pretty much I'm guessing the whole cast for Bachelorette has already been cast. Maybe some scragglers will latch on in the next 2 weeks. But, you know, come September, same exact thing. You just throw it out as a blanket statement to every woman who's going to apply and is going to accept a position on next season of The Bachelor. Just be ready. Just be ready for nonsensical people on the internet to absolutely obliterate you for no reason whatsoever other than they're miserable human beings. And if you can't take it, I would suggest just not even going on the show. Because it's coming. No matter what you say, no matter what you do, Rachel said one line all season. And that was, what'd you say to him? And go look at the responses that she was getting from that. And if it's not from that line, then it's just because they liked Maria better than Rachel, and now they're pissing on Rachel because she got picked and Maria got sent home. It's fucking embarrassing. But we say it every season, it goes in one ear and out the other for most people. And that's what sucks. I feel for these women in the hatred department. I mean, look, we've already gone over what Daisy suffered. We've already realized yesterday what happened with Rachel. Did you see the criticism that Kelsey got? People telling her she had yellow teeth? That's the crazy thing. When you really think about it, would any of these people, if they walked up to Kelsey or saw her in a bar and walked up to her, would they say, you have yellow teeth? If anybody walked up to Daisy and saw her, would they say, oh my gosh, I can't stand your vocal fry? Would anybody go up to Maria in a bar or anytime meeting her and say, oh my gosh, I can't believe he kept Maria over you? No, they would never do it in person. None of those three things would ever happen, but that's what those three women have had to deal with this season. So it's embarrassing. Why can't people be better? It's unreal. All right, guys, we got to talk about Factor Meals. Man, oh man, last night I had the shredded chicken and loaded mashed potatoes. I put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. You know, you pilfer holes in the cover, put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, take off the cover, I put it in for an extra 90 seconds, done. And one of the best microwaved meals I've ever had in my life. Shredded chicken and loaded mashed potatoes. It's on the Factor menu. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You're going to have over 35 different options to choose from every week, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Pancakes, smoothies, and more. Discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and more. Factor is the perfect solution if you're looking for fast, premium options with no cooking required. Hey, that's me. While I have cooked in the past, I would rather not cook and just heat up some Factor meals. I can't get over the shredded chicken and loaded mashed potatoes. It was excellent. Head to factormeals.com/realitysteve50 and use code realitysteve50 to get 50% off. That's code realitysteve50 at factormeals.com/realitysteve50 to get 50% off. Also, this podcast brought to you by Cacao Bliss. You will fall in love with a truly decadent, healthy, guilt-free chocolate, helping reduce your cravings, facilitate weight loss, boost your energy, and help combat inflammation with one simple, delicious drink. Put it in water, put it in milk, put it in a smoothie, mix it with anything you want. Not only that, it's gluten-free, paleo, keto, vegan, vegetarian, diet-friendly. It's gone great for me because it's something that when you eat chocolate, you're like, oh, God. Is this too many calories? No, not with the Cacao Bliss. So, this month, you can receive an additional 15% off exclusive offer when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use discount code realitysteve. That's an additional 15% off when you visit shop.earthechofoods.com/realitysteve and use discount code realitysteve. Remember, if you don't recognize or you don't remember these URLs that I give you, all you got to do is go to the episode description wherever you listen to your podcasts, and it will have these ads in there. All you got to do is click on Earth Echo. It'll bring you right to the landing page, and you just go from there.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay, let's talk some Vanderpump rules from last night because there's a lot of things. I actually took some notes on last night's episode because there's definitely topics I wanted to hit. So they're still in Tahoe having their group weekend without Katie and Ariana. And the first thing was they spent 20 minutes on yoga. Now, I think the funniest part to me was in the very beginning when the yoga instructor arrives and she's sitting next to Tom and Tom tells her the story that, yeah, it's our first weekend together, a lot of friends. There was an incident that happened. I had an affair and with another friend, and it's really changed the dynamic in the group. And I'm guessing, unless this yoga instructor's been living under a rock, unless this yoga instructor has never picked up her phone in the last 9 months, Tom, I'm guessing she knew what the fuck she was getting into being your guy's yoga instructor for the day. I don't know. What are they called? Yogis? Maybe this yogi was so yogied out and doesn't even own a TV and lives off trees and berries. I don't know. But for the love of God, my guess is, especially when it's like, hey, you're coming on a show, Vanderpump Rules. She didn't just walk on set. She had to sign paperwork. She's probably an actress in LA that maybe teaches yoga as well. I'm not saying that she's not a yoga instructor. I'm just saying, I'm guessing when she found out she was going to be in an episode of Vanderpump Rules, she didn't need the rundown from Sandoval of what he did. I'm guessing she already knew, but funny nonetheless to watch him sit there and explain himself to the Yogi. Sheena had a very rough day, to say the least. You know, this one's a tough one. And I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Because I understand Ariana's side, but I also understand Sheena's side. Now, you know me. I'm not a guy that knew much about past seasons. I only started watching during the reunion last year. I did not know until this episode that Sheena's podcast got canceled back in 2020. She had no money, and Tom floated her thousands of dollars. Someone who did that to me and then wrongs one of my friends, she's in a tough position. I will say that. But like I said, I understand Ariana's position and I understand Sandoval's position of you guys are just kicking me in the nuts while I'm down. Now, granted, you know how I feel about the accountability he's not taken. But here's what I'll say about this situation. I think we kind of need to define what friend is, because Ariana just seems to think it's so black and white of, oh, if you're friends with him, you're not going to be friends with me. I'm cutting you off. And it's like kind of what Sheena was saying and Lala were saying to each other last night. It's like, look, he's not going to be back in our good graces. It's never going to go back to what it was. But he's somebody that I care about. I've cared about for a long time. He helped me out of a rough time. He's not going to be my BFF again. I'm telling you right now, Ariana. And Ariana seems to be pushing back even against that. I understand if Ariana and if Sheena and Lala said, Ariana, we're friends with Tom now. We don't care what happens with, you know, we want to be friends with you, but we're back to being best friends with him and the group is back together and you're the one on the outs. But that's not what they're saying. They're like, look, he was part of the group. We missed the group. We understand it. And then there's Katie and Ariana talking about, oh, why don't you just admit that you want to be friends? It's like, it's not that simple. It's not so black and white. I do think Ariana's being a little unrealistic in this situation because it's not like Sheena is saying, I'm going to invite Tom over for drinks one night and Tom and I are going to play board games at night. It's not that. But she feels for the guy. And what he's saying is partially true. He did get kicked in the nuts for 5 months, but it was also because he was also doing stuff that led to it. So just talking about the Sheena and Sandoval aspect of it, I see her side. She's admitting, I'm not going to be BFFs with him. But he's a guy that if I get a call 2 a.m. and he's in trouble, I'm not going to be like, sorry, Tom, Ariana's my friend. I can't do it. No, she would go do it. And I think she'd have every right to. And if Ariana got mad at her over that or cut off their friendship because of that, that's wrong to me. I understand the position that Ariana's in. I get it. But I think she's not defining friend. She's making the friend thing too wide, I guess. Because she's saying, if you're having any friendship with him, I'm done with you as a friend. And I think that's too much. You know, she even said on the phone, or when she was talking to Katie, I think it was when they were interviewing people for their sandwich shop, she said, I'm not giving anybody any ultimatums and not telling anybody what to do. I don't know if I believe that, because you kind of are. You might not be saying to Sheena's face, if you are friends with him, you are not my friend. But you're basically saying that because you're saying it to kind of a wide group and letting the word spread like, hey, Ariana doesn't want people talking to Tom. So it sounds like you are giving an ultimatum because you basically said, if someone becomes good friends with Tom, they are not my friends. Isn't that an ultimatum? I don't know. It's the way I see it. The second funniest part of the episode was Katie Maloney going on a date with a dude that didn't know what penne was. He thought it was the sauce. Holy shit. Does this mean I should be dating Katie Maloney? I mean, come on. Katie, I'll make you penne with sauce. How about that? What the fuck? I didn't know what penne was? Bro also looked about 21 years old. I don't know what she's doing with a guy like that in LA, but, you know, these people date whoever they want to date. But she said the right thing. Like, I don't know if I could date a guy that doesn't know what penne is. No, Katie, you absolutely just nailed it on the head. You don't date a guy who doesn't know what penne is. That's unheard of and pretty ridiculous. I know what penne is. I get penne all the time. It's my favorite. Penne or rigatoni. Those are my two favorite noodles. Look, I like all of them. I like spaghetti. I like farfalle. I like angel hair. I like rigatoni. I like penne. I like them all. But if you had to make me choose, I'm choosing penne or rigatoni. You know why? If you're listening to right now, do you think you could guess why I like each one? It's a silly reason, but it's why I like each one. Because when I take a bite of penne or rigatoni, I just take the fork and slide it into the holes and eat it that way. I don't take my fork and put it into the middle of the penne or the middle of the rigatoni. I just like to slide it in the hole. Obviously, the rigatoni hole is bigger, so sometimes it takes me a little bit. But if I have a three-prong fork, you don't think I'm getting one penne on one end of the prong and one penne on the other end? You're damn right I am. So yes, that's why I like rigatoni. Spaghetti, yeah, the twirling of the spaghetti. While I like it and I do it, makes me feel Italian. I'm sorry. Putting my fork in the holes of the rigatoni and the penne are the reason I like it the best. Tom Sandoval, yet again, you know, you thought he was going to get through the episode unscathed. Well, not unscathed, because obviously he didn't really do anything wrong this episode until the conversation with Lala. Actually, let's rewind before that. The conversation with Brock on the people mover, or whatever you want to call it, the lift. Here he was sitting there with Schwartz in between him and Brock, and he says to Brock, "You don't understand. Rachel and I, neither of us did any of this with the intention of hurting anybody." When was this? The affair went on for 7 months. It was caught March 1st of last year, right? That's when it was caught. And here he is. Now, obviously, this episode is airing on March 5th. I don't know at what point the filming this was in, what month it was last year, that he said this. But again, it's months later from the cheating, and this guy is saying, "Well, we didn't do this with the intention of hurting anybody." But you did. And it did. You did it. You got together. You had an affair for 7 months. And of course it hurt somebody. I don't care. We didn't intend to hurt you. But what did you think the result of a 7-month affair was going to be? Not hurt somebody? To say that we didn't have intentions means absolutely nothing to me. And Brock nailed it. He's like, on the accountability and blame scale, he's about 10% accountability and 90% blame. I don't even know if it's that. It might be 5-95. And I want to say this about Brock. I, as you know, just started, you know, watching at the reunion shows last year. So, I've told you, I think James Kennedy is hilarious. And I'm very well aware of his past, a very problematic past. I'm talking about the James Kennedy that I've seen since the reunion show, to me, is a very funny character. I don't know much about Brock. I don't know when he met Sheena. I don't know how he met Sheena. I think he has a kid. But he seems cool to me, too. Now, I'm sure I'm going to get a bunch of people saying, "Oh, shit, Steve, you don't know about his past." No, I don't. I don't know what his deal is, and if he's done anything problematic in the past, I don't know about it. Again, I'm talking about what I've seen of Brock from reunion episodes last year to the episodes this season. I think he's great. I think he's funny. I like his accent. I like the fact that he always wears Speedos in the water. I don't know why. He just doesn't put on regular bathing suits. Maybe that's because of where he's from. I don't know. But I find him funny. And I find him kind of a voice of reason. Am I crazy in this? I have a feeling this could go very badly for me. But you have to understand, I'm only going off of the, what, 6-7 episodes they have this season and the reunion show. So if he has a problematic pass and you're like, whoa, Steve, you might want to not back this guy. Again, I'm only backing him from what I've seen this season. And I don't think he's done anything problematic this season. Has he had some arguments with his wife? Yeah, but I think they were over realistic things. The nannying in their, you know, in their situation and saying that, you know, Sheena doesn't want to accept anybody outside of her mother watching their child. And I think that is something they need to work on for sure. So just thought it was interesting. And then finally on Watch Crack Happen Live, one of the first questions that was asked was about the Brittany and Jack separation. I did not know Lala was very good friends with Brittany. And again, I know headlines of what I've read. I know that Jack's cheated in the past. And I don't know the extent. I don't know with who. I don't know if it was a long affair or if he just had hookups with other women. I don't know anything about their past. All I know, when Jax and Brittany have been brought up and I've seen them in headlines, it's always, you know, or when I see the name Jax, I've always been kind of programmed to think not a good guy. And maybe he's the greatest human ever. I don't know. But it was interesting on Watch Crack Happens Live, and Andy asked Lala about it. And Lala said, I've been telling her to leave him. So when they talked about the fact that Jax and Brittany are separated right now, Lala obviously is on Brittany's side, but she, you know, she got it in there that, yeah, I've been telling her to leave him. And then even later on in the episode, Andy Cohen asked her, were you joking or were you serious? I wanted to bring this up. And she just said, any guy that makes my girlfriend's sparkle dimmer, he's not for her. So when the valley starts, as we've heard, we're going to see the deterioration, apparently, of their relationship. I don't know if cheating happened or what, but Andy even said it at the end of the show. At least Brittany didn't have anybody to warn, you know. I wish Brittany would have had someone to warn her, because only so-and-so have warned her over the years about Jack. So I guess this guy is not good news, apparently. I mean, that's what I don't even watch the show. I never watched the show for 10 seasons, and I was programmed in my head when I heard the name Jax that, yeah, this guy, meathead, not a good guy, and a cheater, you know? And that's, you know, maybe there's more to him. I don't know. But Lala doesn't seem to like him. So, interesting stuff. Now I'm definitely going to watch The Valley because I want to see how this relationship deteriorated. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Long show today, 30 minutes. I appreciate it. Please follow me on Apple Podcasts. Also, rate and review if you can. Got to hit play, though. It's not good enough anymore to have it download into your feed every morning. You got to hit play. So if you ever miss an episode, go back and hit play. Sports Daily will be up in an hour from now. Reader emails will be up on the website, realitysteve.com, in 2 hours from now. And we're back tomorrow with 3 more podcasts on Thursday. You know that. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.